The door's open. Come on in.
Oh, hey you. I just finished setting up the game table. You like the new tankards? I was able to haggle them all down to like $13 at the flea market. Hmm? Oh, bad news? What, did you lose track of your character sheet again? You know, you should think about putting it on Google Drive or... What do you mean the others aren't coming? I just checked the group chat. The most recent thing said was we were meeting here at 7. Wait, he texted you? But I'm the dungeon master. Why is David texting you to bail out of the session? Well, what about Alice? Did she text you too? Okay. She's going to the movies with David. Unbelievable. And Gary's still sick, isn't he? All right. I mean, you can't blame him for skipping tonight's session, but still. I guess that just leaves you and me. Well, the pizza's already here, so you're welcome to stay if you want. And there's some dwarven ale and elven wine on the kitchen counter, too. They may look like a case of Fat Tire and a box of Franzia Red Blend, but don't let that fool you. A wily gnome ran through here earlier and cast some kind of illusion on them. It's been a while since we hung out together, hasn't it? Just the two of us? I'm sure we can find some way to entertain ourselves tonight. I mean, we could just eat pizza, put on some Netflix, and chill. Oh, wait. Oh, God, no. That wasn't what I meant at all. Oh, no. Don't look at me like that. Stop it. I mean, yeah, sure. You're a handsome guy and all, but, yeah. Let's just say we skip the Netflix and let's just play some D&D like we were going to. We can't go on any grand adventures on account of being down 3 players, but we can still have some fun, right? Yep. All that sweet, sweet solo role-playing XP. All for you. Now, do you need a refresher on what happened last session a few weeks ago, or... All right, sure. After months of poring over ancient tomes, spelunking, and cutting swaths through undead minion hordes, you all were successful in annihilating the Crimson Eye of Ulkhaithar, the phylactery of the infamous Lich. In doing so, the stalwart squad of adventurers was able to destroy the tyrannical servant of Vecna and rid the material plane of his wicked influence, halting his conspiracy to dominate this world and beyond. But has he been vanquished once and for all? Will he rise up in another plane and begin plotting once more? Only time will truly tell. So anyway, you guys returned to the holy city of Suncairn and delivered the news to High Priestess Sarnia, and the entire city threw a celebration in your honor. Hooray! You all feasted and partook in lots of sacramental wine, perhaps a little too much, maybe, and partied hard well into the night. And that's where we ended. You are currently in one of the more extravagant living quarters of the Grand Sanctuary of Pelor, the city's largest cathedral. Let's see. You wake up around... Wow, okay. Tiermund the Dread Commando rolls out of bed at around 1 in the afternoon with bloodshot and bleary eyes. Roll a fortitude check for me, please. 19. Okay, that's good enough. Surprisingly, you are not hungover, even after beating that dwarf in a drinking contest last night. Well done, you. Your comrades? Not so much. You scan the room and see the cleric and monk are both sprawled in their beds. If not for their intermittent snores, you would probably assume they were dead. So, what does Tiermond want to do this afternoon? There are several marketplaces where you could perhaps barter for some new magical gear. Or, let's see, you could go hunting in the bountiful Windbrook forests at the base of the city for exotic and possibly magical beasts. Wait, what? You seriously want to go trolling around for hookers? In the middle of the day. You do realize that this is a holy city, right? Like, the holiest city, built entirely around the worship of Pelor. Over half the female population are priestesses, and the remainder are craftsmen or traders. Okay. Fine. Sure, just roll a gather information or a local knowledge for me, whichever is higher, and see if Tiermond, in his infinite wisdom, can't track down a sacred brothel with some enticing divine pussy for sale. And no, you can't use your track feet to find whores, so don't even try it, mister. Oh, I'm sorry, what was that? You rolled a 2, huh? Ah, and with your +1 from gather information, that brings it up to... Oh, give me a sec to crunch these big, big numbers.
There is not a chance in hell that you find the thing you're looking for with that roll, regardless of what it is.
Oh, come on, don't be sad. I know you had such high hopes for Tiermond, so, well, I'll see what I can do. Oh, hey, you remember that book of erotic fantasy I shared with everyone? Yeah, that non-canon source book. That's the one. Yeah, I know it's weird at points, but what I'm thinking isn't weird. Just trust me, okay? Don't you worry your pretty little head. Okay, so... The blessings of Evandra, goddess of luck, were not with Tiermond today, and he wandered into a massive and austere alabaster citadel in his search for exalted Poon. It was not until he saw rows and rows of ornate pews that he realized he had wandered back into the grand sanctuary of Pelor. So, you walk past the door to the library, and peeking inside, you see an elven woman, enrobed in nondescript ashen fabric, sitting at the table reading a book. Hmm? Well, it would be rude to take control of someone else's character, so I'm gonna roleplay with my sorceress character. That won't be a problem, will it? Good. So you see Lamara sitting at the main table. Do you approach her? Okay. As you approach her, her shimmering turquoise eyes lift from the pages and meet your gaze. Oh, good afternoon, Tiermond. I don't suppose you came here to skim Bigby's big book of hands with me, did you? What have you been up to? Ah, I see. When are you not pursuing rewards of the flesh? I can't imagine you had much luck considering our current locale. And if you can believe it, this library doesn't have a single smutty book. Just Pelor's teachings, disciple histories, and the occasional collection of magical texts. Although, speaking of rewards of the flesh, you were too engrossed in celebrating last night for me to properly thank you for slaying that death tyrant that had me pinned down in Ulkaithar's lair. I still can't believe you managed to pin it to the wall through its eye so I could escape. She stands, and with a flick of her wrist, the library doors swing shut, and you can hear the locks latching into place. From her elven heritage, she approaches you with a certain grace as her deft fingers undo the rough cord around her waist. It's interesting. As long as you've known her, those loose robes have always covered up her body. But Let me just say now, it is banging. She's petite and toned with curves in all the right places, and technicolor wisps of magical energy dance around her. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but you can imagine her looking like me if you want. Save for the wisps of magic, I guess. What? You think I haven't noticed you staring at my chest when I'm not looking? No, don't worry about it. I'm flattered. I just want you to have a good mental image of what's happening with Tiermond and Lumara. That's all. Here, roll a will save for me. She's trying to cast detect thoughts on Tiermond. Oh, you're choosing to fail it? All right. In that case, she knows exactly what he's thinking. He's desperately aching for a fuck, right? I figured as much, and she is more than happy to help him out. Question. Are you down for a little LARPing? It would be a lot more fun if I showed you what Lumara did, instead of just telling you, if you know what I mean. Ooh, this is gonna be fun. Well, okay, stand up. There aren't any chairs near Tiermond at the moment. And I suppose I should at least get my shirt and pants off if I'm going to portray a convincing Lumara. There we go. Now, Lumara makes her motives abundantly clear. With a swirl of her arcane fingers, she prestidigitates Tierman's belt buckle undone before dropping to her knees and tugging his pants down to his knees herself. Don't worry. From what I've read here, Pelor is much too busy holding up the sun to mind a couple of mortals shacking up in a library. Besides, I also cast Hold Portal on the door. No one's gonna interrupt us. You're getting so big in my hand, Tiermond. You've got a pretty big cock for a human. I like it. Fuck, I love it. It's nice and firm, and it's only getting bigger. Oh? You thought a bookworm like me wouldn't care about anything beside reading? You can see by now that was rather ignorant. I've read plenty of sexual manuscripts in my years, lewd or otherwise. But I can still appreciate a nice cock without them. Especially one like yours. Why, if anyone could suck your soul out through your dick, it would be me. You know how unpredictable magic can be. Kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't think such a spell exists. Anyway, you want me to suck your big cock, don't you, Tiermond? Yeah, you want to see my lips wrapped around it? I thought so. Gods, you're gonna taste so good. Oh. This human cock is amazing. Mm.
I've only ever seen Alvin Cox before. And they just don't compare. So big and thick. Gods. I think it's big enough to fit down my throat. No need to use an enlarged spell on you. Fuck. I loved feeling you slip in that far. I like it when you use my mouth to your mint. My hot, eager elven mouth. Fuck it some more, please. I want you to use me. Yes, I'm sure. Don't worry, Tiamat. Need I remind you that I'm one of the most powerful sorceresses in Faerun? So if you don't let me up to breathe, well, let's just say a prismatic spray from point-blank range isn't a lot of fun. Now, come on. I'm... That was so good. It's the priestess's loss that they didn't want to fuck you. But then again, you get to have me all to yourself now. I can't wait to have this thick cock inside me. Fuck. I'm just gonna bend over the table and you can take me however you want. I'm so wet right now, I can feel it dripping down my thighs. There's absolutely no need for a grease spell when I'm this wet. I need your cock, Tiamat, please. Please, please, give it to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it. Fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, Tiamat. You like this tight pussy. This big cock feels so good inside me. I need a human to fuck me more often. Elves are much too dainty with me. Just manhandle me. Use me like a whore. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. I've wanted this for so long. Oh, Tiamat. Oh, God, I love it when you take charge like that. Pin me against the wall and take me. Fuck. Soon too. I want it. Fuck. Come in my mouth. I'm a dirty elf and I need to taste your cum.
Better than any healing potion you've given me before. So, now that Tiermond finally got his rocks off, you want to have him go hunting in the Windbrook forests? Or does Tiermond maybe want to go for round two with a fantastically talented sorceress? Well, I wouldn't be much of a dungeon master if I couldn't improvise another sexy encounter, would I? All right. Roll for initiative.